Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think for a television audience, the fisticuffs, I'm sure, are quite entertaining. But I have to tell you, I think that Newt Gingrich, right at the end of the debate, had it right. This kind of bickering is not the road to the White House. Among the people on the stage, I felt that Mitt Romney acquitted himself very well as he was assaulted from right and left, and that he clearly does not like Rick Perry. There's no love lost between those two. But I thought overall he, again, appeared the most presidential. But there was another winner tonight. I can tell you that the Obama team looking at this tonight would be celebrating.
Yep, it's the old story about the Republican eating their young and not getting it, although the Democrats have done the same thing, but they don't have to do it this time around. And the people who are so insular and they're so foolish about trying to have someone whose credo is exactly the same as theirs, instead of the number one objective being to get Obama out of there, and Romney is the one who can do it. Probably none of the rest of them can, because they don't appeal to middle America. And why is it that people who are so strident about their one or two issues don't get that? It is amazing that people are and really basically boils down to not being particularly well educated about how the system works. That's it in a nutshell. You'll give me your point of view, and the rest of the world is listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show by dialing 800-510-8255. David Gergen has served presidents for the last probably four terms, maybe five terms, both sides of the aisle. Is known far and wide as being somebody who has his fingers on the pulse. That's why he sought after. He was at the GOP presidential debate declaring Barack Obama the winner. That's right, the GOP presidential debate, Barack Obama, after watching and listening to these guys, is the winner. You like that idea? Keep up the way that things are going now. You keep it up and you make sure that Obama gets back into the White House, which is exactly what a lot of people on the right who are doing talk radio and talk television would want, because that's good for business. Is it good for the country? No, but that's not what people are thinking about. They're thinking about themselves, and that's what's gotten us into this mess in the first place. People who think about themselves and their own interests, big business, big government, all that stuff. And it is, I think Gergen is 100% correct. 800-510-8255. This may be the only time during the debate where none of the candidates interrupted, argued, or made cheap shots at one another.
I'm Rick Santorum. My wife Karen and I are the parents of seven children. And my little girl, Isabella, 3 years old, had some surgery today. She's doing fine. But I just wanted to send to her a little I love you, and I will take the red eye home to be with you tomorrow and make sure that you're feeling kind.
I'm Congressman Ron Paul from Texas. I'm the champion of liberty. I am the only one that has offered a balanced budget in a sincere method. And also, I present the case for a free society as being the best defense for peace and prosperity.
I am businessman Herman Cain. I've been married to my wife, Gloria, for 43 years. And I'm a 42-year businessman, which means I solve problems for a living.
I'm Mitt Romney. I was a businessman for 25 years. Then I had the fun of getting the chance to help run the Olympic Winter Games in Salt Lake City next door. And then I had the fun also being governor of Massachusetts. I also solve problems, sometimes for a living, sometimes for other people to make things better. And I hope to be your president. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Texas Governor Rick Perry, a proven job creator and a man who is about economic growth. An authentic conservative, not a conservative of convenience.
I'm Newt Gingrich, and unlike President Obama, I'm glad to be in Las Vegas. I think it's a great place to have a convention.
president, we're going to replace class warfare with cooperation so all Americans can get off food stamps and onto paychecks.
Hi, my name is Michelle Bachman. I am thrilled to be able to be with you tonight in Las Vegas. And this is one night when I hope what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
That's a good line. I'm sure she she probably never heard that one before. Somebody prepped her properly. 800-510-8255. Did you watch the debate? Do you have the same disgust for it that I do and that Gergen did and other people? The only one who said anything there really that that realizes or who in that instance recognized the opponent was Newt Gingrich. What kind of a president would he make? If you take his personal life out of it, he'd probably be a pretty good president. 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Let's just listen to an excerpt from Mitt Romney and Herman Cain debating back and forth the so-called 999 plan.
Herman, I love you, brother, but let me tell you something. You don't have to have a big analysis to figure this thing out. Go to New Hampshire where they don't have a sales tax, and you're fixing to give them one. They're not interested in 999. What they're interested in is flatter and fair. At the end of the week, I'm going to be laying out a plan that clearly, I'll bump plans with you, brother, and we'll see who has the best idea about how you get this country working again. And one of the ways, right here in Nevada, you got 8%+. You want 9 cents on top of that, and 9 cents on a new home, or 9% on a new home, 9% on your Social Security, 9% more? I don't think so, Herman. It's not going to fly.
Mr. Cain, 30 seconds. This is an example of mixing apples and oranges. The state tax is an apple. We are replacing the current tax code with oranges. So it's not correct to mix apples and oranges. Secondly, it is not a value-added tax. If you take most of the products, take a loaf of bread. It does have 5 taxes in it right now. What the 9% does is that we take out those 5 invisible taxes and replace it with one visible 9%. So you're absolutely wrong. It's not a value-added tax. Now, one other quick thing.
Your time's
this
up.
This whole thing about...
You'll have another 30 seconds. Trust me, they're going to go...
Tonight?
Yes, I guarantee it. In about a minute, Congressman Paul, you called his plan dangerous today.
It is, because it raises revenues, and the worst part about it is it's regressive. A lot of people aren't paying any taxes, and I like that. I don't think that we should even things up by raising taxes. So it is a regressive tax, so it's very, very dangerous in that thing, and it will raise more revenues. But the gentleman asked the question, he didn't even ask what we're talking about. He asked the question, what are you going to replace the income tax with? And I say nothing. That's what we should replace it with. But I do want to make a point that spending is a tax. As soon as the government spends money, eventually it's a tax. Sometimes we put a direct tax on the people. Sometimes we borrow the money. And sometimes we print the money. And then when prices go up, like today, the wholesale price index went up 7% rate. And if you look at the free market, the prices are going up 9 and 10%. So that is the tax. So spending is the tax. That is the reason I offered the program to cut $1 trillion out of the first year budget that I offered.
Mr. Cain, 30 seconds.
Once again, unfortunately, none of my distinguished colleagues who have attacked me up here tonight understand the plan. They are wrong about it being a value-added tax. We simply remove the hidden taxes that are in goods and services with our plan and replace it with a single rate 9%. I invite every family to do your own calculations with that arithmetic.
Okay, so there's Herman Cain. I think there are a lot of, but we certainly are not seeing that for the first time, people in public life who have their own agenda and don't want to understand what the real story is, and that's what you've got going on there. 800-510-8255. At 16 past the hour, we're eager to have your input on the debate and the presidential race here on the Countdown.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new books!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 1017 to 1412. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Let's see what Pete's thinking. He's in Brownwood, Texas, listening to the countdown about the GOP debate. Go ahead, Pete.
These arrogant, egotistical guys and the woman, they don't understand that when they introduce themselves, they said, "I'm so-and-so, and I'm going to do such-and-such." Well, it's not about who you are. It's what can you do for the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a conservative. And we've got a good conservative background that has worked for years. We need to get back on track, find out what these people need in ways of jobs, and put them back to work.
Well, the problem, Pete, is that the so-called conservative movement gets itself too wrapped up around social issues like abortion. If you listen to Herman Cain, he's got some pretty good ideas, most people think, about practical stuff. But he's attached to many ideas that the mainstream of America find abhorrent, and therefore he's not electable, as is the case with pretty much everybody that's there. They may be electable in a primary world, but they aren't electable in the general election, and that's the mask that's on all of this stuff. So thank you for your opinion. More of those opinions coming up here on the Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-888-8888. 346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If I were a Republican, I used to be one, was happy to be one, until this sort of thing became the prominent mood of Republicans fighting with each other, having special interests instead of seeing the big picture. And so you get this stuff back and forth and back and forth. Those who love the wrestling, verbal jousting that goes on in some of the talk radio world, the programs where there's always a fight. You'll enjoy this next excerpt from the debate last night where Rick Perry and Mitt Romney nearly come to blows. At least that's what it looked like.
They're coming into this country because the federal government has failed to secure that border. But they're coming here because there is a magnet, and the magnet is called jobs. And those people that hire illegals ought to be penalized. And Mitt, you lose all of your standing from my perspective because you hired illegals in your home and you knew about it for a year. And the idea that you stand here before us and talk about that you're strong on immigration is on its face the height of hypocrisy.
Governor Romney, Rick, I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life. And so I'm afraid, I'm looking forward to finding your facts on that because that just doesn't.
I'll tell you what the facts are.
Rick, again.
You had the
word.
I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
You get 30 seconds.
Time for you
this
to
is
tell
the way
truth,
the rules work here is that I get 60 seconds.
Well, no, but the American people want.
And then you get 30 seconds to respond, right?
And they want
Anderson,
to hear you say that you knew
you
had illegal working.
Would you please wait? Are you just going to keep talking?
Yes, sir.
Let me finish with my, what I have to say. Look, Rick. This has been a tough couple of debates for Rick, and I understand that. And so you're gonna get tested. But I'll tell you what. Let me take my time, and then you can take your time.
Great.
All right.
Have at it.
All right. My time is this, which is I have in my state when I was governor, I took the action of empowering our state police to enforce immigration laws. When you were governor, you said I don't want to build a fence. You put in place a magnet. You talk about magnets. You put in place a magnet to draw illegals into the state, which was giving $100,000 of tuition credit to illegals to come into this country. And then you have states, the big states of illegal immigrants are California and Florida. Over the last 10 years, they've had no increase in illegal immigration. Texas has had 60% increase in illegal immigrants in Texas. If there's someone who has a record as governor with regards to illegal immigration that doesn't stand up to muster, it's you, not me.
Governor Perry, you have 30 seconds. You stood here in front of the American people and did not tell the truth that you had illegals working on your property and the newspaper came to you and brought it to your attention and you still, a year later, had those individuals working for you. The idea that you can sit here and talk about any of us having an immigration issue is beyond me. I've got a strong policy. I've always been against amnesty. You, on the other hand, were for amnesty.
I got 30 seconds, and we got to move on to another immigration question. You wrote an op-ed in the newspaper saying you're open to amnesty. That's number one. Number two, we hired a lawn company to mow our lawn, and they had illegal immigrants that were working there. And when that was pointed out to us, we let them go. And we went to them and said, you have a problem with allowing someone to finish speaking. And I suggest that if you want to become president of the United States, you've got to let both people speak. So first, let me speak. So we went to the company and we said, look, you can't have any illegals working on our property. I'm running for office, for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals. It turns out that once again they hired someone who would falsify their documents, had documents, and therefore we fired them. And let me tell you, it is hard in this country as an individual homeowner to know if people who are contractors working at your home, if they've hired people that are illegal. If I'm president, we'll put in place an e-verify system, which you've opposed, to make sure that we can find out who's here legally and not, and crack down on people who come here illegally. All
right. Wow. I thought Rick Perry was a jerk before, and now I really think he's a jerk. Anyway, that's my own feeling. A lot of people have lost their interest in him from the beginning. It just didn't seem like he had what it takes. Does Romney? I've not always been a fan of Romney's, but he didn't do a bad job as governor of Massachusetts. I'm a resident of Massachusetts. At any rate, there's much more of this. If you want to listen to more of it, it's coming up in a moment or two here on The Countdown.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
We the real people may not be ready for the weather to change, but we know our cars better be.
Come into Sears Auto Center today. It's Fall Car Care Month, the perfect time of year to gear up with great prices on top tire brands like Michelin and Goodyear, a Valvoline oil change, and America's most trusted battery, DieHard. And service from certified mechanical technicians with an average of 12 years under their tool belts. Go to SearsAuto.com for money-saving offers and...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Talk Radio in Review, the daily program brought to you by the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. As my old friend Gene Burns has always said on his radio program, he's now on KGO San Francisco. He has a pretty good way. He was the guy in the middle, if you will, before Michael Smirkonish, who does a good job of, and a lot of people now are getting away from, in the world of issue-oriented talk radio, away from the left and the right and the extremes, because most people in the country, it's a reflection of what people want to listen to and how they want to discuss the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. Most people are just worn out, tired of listening to the kind of garbage that came from most of the people after the debate last night, and from the candidates themselves. Okay, so to review, we have heard from an analyst who said that Barack Obama won the GOP debate last night because of the conduct of these people back and forth. We've heard from Herman Cain, people taking apart his 999 plan, who are insiders, don't want to listen, don't want to learn, don't want to understand. There are things about Herman Cain that may be distracting, but the 999 plan has firm support from people who understand it, and that's most people in the United States. Is Ron Paul, from whom we heard, someone who has a better plan, getting rid of the income tax? Yep. But you got to do it in stages, right? Does the 999 plan open the door to more taxation, better taxation, less taxation? People like Rick Santorum, who are Johnny-come-latelys, don't seem to have much. You wonder why they're there, and you listen to them go back and forth. It appears that Mitt Romney, after last night, would be the front runner, and it's interesting. The reason that I say that is not just necessarily listening to some of the excerpts from the debate, but to see that the Democratic National Committee has taken on Mr. Romney as the likely candidate by accusing him of holding an out-of-touch stance on the housing problems in America. This was just before the debate last night. During a meeting with the Las Vegas Review, Romney commented that Nevada's economy would be improved by allowing foreclosures to take place unabated, noting that it would ultimately would result in more homes hitting the market. This came afterwards from the DNC. To Mitt Romney, America's homes are nothing more than monopoly pieces to trade and make a quick buck. Let's see here. That's appalling, but it's not unexpected from a former finance executive that wants to allow Wall Street to write its own rules again. There's nothing in his record that suggests that. Does he have a lot of money? Yep. Has he raised a lot of money? Yep. And I think that's part of the problem, one of the big parts of the problem in the way our campaigns are run. But for somebody in the Obama camp to make that statement is ludicrous, given what their track record is with the big money boys in New York and elsewhere. Okay, so let's see. We've heard from Gingrich, I think. How about Michelle Bachmann, who was at the debate, answering a question from the audience?
Currently, there's a deficit reduction measure to cut defense spending by $500 billion. Would you support such a reduction in defense spending? And if elected president, how will you provide a strong national defense?
Congresswoman Bachman, should defense be cut?
Well, $500 billion is the amount that the questioner had mentioned. And don't forget, this was a historic week when it came to American foreign policy. We saw potentially an international assassination attempt from Iran on American soil. That says something about Iran, that they disrespect the United States so much that they would attempt some sort of a heinous act like that. Then we saw the President of the United States engage American troops in a forced conflict in a foreign land. This is historic. Then on Sunday, we heard the reports that now that in Iraq, that the 5,000 troops that were going to be left there won't even be granted immunity by Iraq. This is how disrespected the United States is in the world today, and it's because of President Obama's failed policies. He's taken his eyes off the number one issue in the world. That's an Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon. That makes all of us much danger, and the President of Iran is a genocidal maniac. We need to stand up against Iran, and as President of the United States, we will be respected again in the world.
Anderson Cooper didn't do a lot to raise his respect level. I don't think he did a very strong job there keeping people in line. Linda likes Ms. Bachman. Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, hi. I actually thought four of them did very well. That doesn't include Romney or Rick Perry, but David Gergen, he's been all over the place for years, so I certainly wouldn't go by anything he says.
Why wouldn't you go by? What does that mean, he's been all over the place?
He's a Republican, but he usually sides with Democrats. I've watched him for years.
So why is that bad?
I'm just saying he's wishy-washy, but I'd like to, my point is,
sure,
Bachman answers all the questions right for me. She does a terrific job, I think. Mm-hmm. Last Sunday, I watched Herman Cain just mop the floor with David Gregory. He did an excellent job.
David Gregory is a loser.
Pardon?
Yeah. David Gregory is a lightweight. He's not a good host for that program. I agree with you there. All right, then I think we got your point. Thank you for calling. 800-510-8255. Ron Paul in the debate talking about the need to cut foreign aid.
On foreign aid, that should be the easiest thing to cut. It's not authorized in the Constitution that we can take money from you and give it to particular countries around the world. To me, foreign aid is taking money from poor people in this country and giving it to rich people in poor countries, and it becomes weapons of war, essentially. No matter how well motivated it is.
Congressman Paul, would you cut aid to Israel?
I would cut all foreign aid. I would treat everybody equally and fairly. And I don't think aid to Israel actually helps them. I think it teaches them to be dependent. We're on a bankruptcy court, of course. And and look at what's the result of all that foreign aid we gave to Egypt. I mean, their dictator that we pumped up, we spent all these billions of dollars, and now there's a more hostile regime in Egypt, and that's what's happening all around Israel. That foreign aid makes Israel dependent on us. It softens them for their own economy, and they should have their sovereignty back. They should be able to deal with their neighbors at their own will.
All right. 800-510-8255. What do you think? Where we are at this point in time, let's see, we have, let's get away from the contestants, and that's really what they are, the debaters, the candidates themselves, the analysis paralysis that goes on after these things. Here's an excerpt from Greta Van Susteren talking to Sarah Palin about the bickering at the debate.
What were you looking for as a voter, and what do you think most Americans were looking for?
I was looking for candidates to start telling us actually what their plan is, not just, you know, verbalize this idea that they have a plan and that they'll present us with a plan on how to deal with the housing market that's in the tank and these jobless numbers that are just atrocious, but actually present in detail their plan. Herman Cain, thankfully, though a lot of people are criticizing his plan, he does have some specifics that he laid out and that was appreciated. That's what I was looking for. Didn't get a lot of that. Certainly, I think Americans in general are looking for eventually here that top candidate to start rising to the top so we can start concentrating on preparing the GOP candidate to face Obama in the debates in the general election and make sure that he's a one-term president. We didn't get that out of this debate, to be honest with you, Greta. I think Americans would agree with me that we're still looking for that candidate who will rise to the top and be the front runner.
Well, I find myself, I confess, you know, sort of paying more attention when they're bickering and fighting, and I know that's wrong, because I know that's not where the substance is. But, you know, that's what I'm embarrassed to say that when that happens, you know, it piques my interest. And I sort of wonder if that's what grabs the American people's interest as well. Or are they more adult and they're more interested in the substantive issues?
I think we are more interested in substance, and that's why, like tonight, Newt Gingrich, again, I think did the best, because he seems to be above a lot of the bickering that goes on. Let me confess, too, that we're 4 hours behind you guys in time zone, so when the debate started, a couple minutes into the debate, my kids started walking through the door after school and after play dates, and here they're kind of griping and bickering amongst each other. And then the debate, in my other ear, the candidates are up there bickering and fighting amongst each other. And I honestly, for a minute or two there, didn't know which group should I be listening to and which group was making more sense. Thankfully, the candidates kind of calmed down and started talking more about detail and the things that an electorate that is very serious in these serious times needs to hear. But for a while there, Greta, it was that bickering and some of that infighting that really turns a lot of people off from campaigns and from politics, that kind of gets in the way of us being able to decide who it should be to rise to the top to face Barack Obama in future debates.
You know, that's the most intelligent I've heard her sound, I think, for a long, long time. That was excellent. Sarah Palin talking about what her problem with the GOP, the bickering. And what she's saying is that they were all pretty childish. And she's right. She was that was an excellent piece with the Sarah Palin. That was very provocative. Interesting, Senator McCain is out there. He's as you remember, the opponent from 4 years ago, and he's been doing some things lately that have made some people pretty upset. But he was on the road taking a shot at the president charging Republican congressional leaders lack legitimate jobs plans. McCain says, "I think it's unfortunate to mock serious proposals. It really indicates he's in full campaign mode," which he is. Around the country, he looks like a candidate, sounds like a candidate, and is a candidate, using the Jobs Through Growth Act as a means for him to get out there and stump and shake hands and hold babies and all that sort of thing. 800-510-8255. One more excerpt from one more program coming up here in a moment on The Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This is Peter Schiff on the Peter Schiff Minute. I want to weigh in on the Occupy Wall Street movement. You know, the biggest problem is the protesters are occupying the wrong street in the wrong city. They should be on Pennsylvania Avenue down in Washington, D.C., protesting Congress, protesting the White House, protesting the Federal Reserve. You know, they're protesting all the things that are wrong with capitalism, not capitalism. What they're actually protesting is crony capitalism that has its roots in Washington. You're seeing the consequences of crony capitalism playing out on Wall Street. It's playing out on main streets all over this country. But the real beef is not with the free market and not with capitalism, but on all the things the government has done and the Federal Reserve has done to undermine capitalism, to prevent market forces from operating, and that has caused not only the housing bubble, but the financial crisis, and that is responsible for all of the problems in the economy that the protesters are protesting. For more, go to shiftradio.com.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Maybe it's time for the revolution to begin. I'm looking at some reviews here. Most people that I'm reading about or hearing from, callers and others, don't like what's going on in the Republican meltdown, and also they don't like the president. So what do we do? Here's talk host Michael Brown with a focus on how fed up he was watching the debate.
Why can't they just say what they mean and mean what they say? And if they say something that later they think was a little incorrect, or they might want to finesse it a little bit, just say, you know what, maybe I misspoke. Why can't they just act normal? Why can't they just say this? You know, this is what I believe. Where I finally got fed up was Rick Santorum, former senator from Pennsylvania, he's asked some question, and he refers to the fact that Rick Perry, governor of Texas, apparently sent a letter to Congress back in, must have been 08, when they were, or 07, 08, when they were doing the TARP legislation. And according to Rick Santorum, Perry says he supported TARP in this letter. And then Perry comes out and says, no, no, you misread the letter. I was for other parts of the letter, other parts of the act. And then Mitt Romney gets into it. Guys, shut up. Why can't you just say, for example, if indeed Rick Perry was for the TARP program at the time, why can't he say, look, I believe this was the right thing to do. All the economists were telling me this. This is what I believe, but in hindsight, I have learned it was wrong. It was an absolute mistake. We should have let these banks fail. Why can't they just say that? All of these candidates, every single one of them, whether you're for them or against them, whether your favorite person is Romney or Ron Paul, whether it's Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich, whether it's Michelle Bachmann or Herman Cain, whether it's, who am I leaving out, John Huntsman, Gary Johnson, I don't know. I mean, everybody knows dogs running. They are all afraid to offend anybody. And that's why I think we're having too many of these.
Yep, I think maybe you're right, Michael Brown. Thank you for that. Occupy Wall Street occupies our attention. Up next on the countdown.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's take a deep breath and move on into the Occupy Wall Street world. A significant majority of New York City voters back the demonstrators, according to a new poll. 67% of voters agree with the views of the Wall Street protesters, and 87% say they are fine with all of the protesters. 72% said if demonstrators obey the law, they ought to be able to stay indefinitely, as opposed to 24% who said there should be a time limit, which is not what the American system is all about. That is, there are no time limits. These things happen, and it's an expression. Here's the talk host Brian Wilson with Chris Savidis. He's a protester in New York.
I caught a video of you talking to somebody. Who was that guy from the New School or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about the whole enchilada, the whole Occupy Wall Street thing, and you made some really cogent and accurate observations that I'd like you to amplify on, because one of the things we've been trying to figure out is, the hell's this all about? Who are these people? These are a bunch of slumgullions and stuff, and then somebody like you comes out, you know, making these cogent, relevant, accurate, and highly motivational statements about what we really should be focusing on. So what is the skinny at ground zero there?
Oh, well, thank you, Brian. We have about 400, maybe 500 on a good day, people that also agree with me, you know, on that we don't have capitalism, we have crony capitalism. You know, we want free markets, we want to end the Fed, we want to minimize the federal government, bring the power of legislation back to the states. But, you know, generally speaking, there are a lot of people that do call for the end of capitalism and do just point the finger at the banks. But, it's more of a melting pot. There's a lot of different people bringing a lot of different issues down there, and some people are using the forum, you know, to voice their grievances with the government about real issues, and other people, you know, are down there voicing their, you know, how they don't like that drugs are decriminalized or illegal in our country.
Yeah. Well, what would you say if you broke it down percentage-wise? I mean, so you got 500 of you. Are you in the distinct minority? Are you second largest, third largest group proposing these things? Because you sure as hell, except for YouTube and your own efforts and Judge Napolitano and a few others, you're not making it on 60 Minutes. I haven't seen you on ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, but I have seen a whole bunch of people getting maced.
Well, we're the minority, but we're growing, is what I'd say. Because every day, you know, maybe it's 4, 5, 10, 15 people, that leave with a curiosity in their mind that they want now they want to go investigate themselves. Hey, is it true that the Fed's owned by private bankers? You know, is it true we have no control over our currency? So those kind of things, people go home with and our numbers grow. But in terms of the media blackout, I mean, what the media is trying to do is just take, a movement of people that are really upset about the system, because that's what they are, rightfully so, upset about the system. And they're parading out the people that are acting irresponsible, the people that, don't have clear ideas of how we got in this mess or how we can fix the financial crisis. So they're really using it to stain the name of Wall Street, the Occupy Wall Street movement, as opposed to, celebrate some of the better ideas or bring to light maybe some of the real concerns that some protesters have down there.
Here are a couple of hosts talking about the protests and protestors.
That concept, life isn't fair. I remember being told that. I remember thinking that. And I remember living that. Have these kids who are now supposed to be contributing members of society, have they ever been told that? Have they ever been told that coming in second is the first place loser? I don't think so. I think they've been told that if they show up, that's winning.
Right.
And that life should be fair, and we will do everything possible to make it fair. And I don't subscribe to that parenting style. In fact, the way we teach our girls, and maybe you're out there and you're a touchy-feely, happy-love liberal, and you're going to think I'm the meanest parent in the world. But my husband and I, we teach our kids that no one owes you anything. You have to work hard for what you get. Participating simply on participation alone does not mean you've won. It means you've just begun. And you have to earn everything you get, because no one is standing there waiting to give you something. And when I see people, whether you're in Seattle, Kansas City, Topeka, Wichita, or New York City, in these Occupy groups, mad that they took out a $100,000 student loan for a worthless major, interpretive dancer, who cares what it is, and you don't want to pay it back? Well, first of all, I understand, because it's a worthless major. I can understand your frustration. But you got a loan from an institution, and you paid that money to another institution that gave you a worthless degree, and you're mad at the bank. You're mad at the bank. How is it that when a Republican is in the administration and the economy is teetering or it's not as vibrant and robust as it should be, it's the Republicans' fault? But when the economy is where it's at, which is horrid, in the gutter,
it's still his fault.
It's Wall Street's fault.
That's Aaron for